In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Do you see how the Lord again connects watching and prayerfulness to us not being led into temptation? Now, that ought to have resonated in the minds of these disciples. And frankly, it ought to resonate in our thinking, because do you remember what Jesus taught them to pray? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From the beginning, he taught them that prayer would be the great insulator, if you will, that would keep them from sin. It doesn't mean that temptation will never come. It doesn't mean that battles will not rage around you or even within you. But it means this, that when we are prayerful, when we are living in the spirit of prayer, pray without ceasing, continuing instant in prayer, when that is true in our lives, the holy presence of God will keep us at that moment from evil. And so he's teaching us something here. By the way, there's also a connection between that first model prayer, thy will be done, and the prayer of Jesus in Matthew 26. Oh, my Father, if this cup pass away from me, nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. So this is prayer. This is the essence of prayer. It is me seeking the will of God and not the wants of my flesh. You see, somebody's going to get their way. Either God's going to get his way or you're going to get your way. And let me tell you what real prayer does. Real prayer reminds us that our way leads to death, his way leads to life, that God's way is always right and always best. And so today we come to the second half of this. We've talked about the watchfulness, but now we talk about the prayerfulness. Remember, watch is a word for the flesh because the flesh is weak. Prayer is a word for the spirit because the spirit is willing. So God gives a word, our Lord gives a word for each part of you. Something to deal with the old man and something to grow the new man. Watch and pray. Now, in our last study, we talked about what we watch for. What do we watch for? The enemy. And, of course, we've identified the enemy is us. Do you remember what James said in James chapter 1, verse number 14? But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. What's the great enemy? My own lust, my own wicked heart. And so I must identify that, and I must put flesh to death every day, that old man. Today we come not only to what we watch for, but why we watch. What is the purpose of watching? We watch so we can pray. Now, these two are always connected in Scripture. And when we're done with the study, you're going to see this in many different places. And there's a divine order here. Notice the watching comes first before the prayer. Now, why is that? Because, frankly, you have to discipline your own flesh to even come to prayer. Prayer is a discipline. It's work. It doesn't happen by accident. It happens on purpose. The word watch here literally means stay awake. Keep your eyes open. Many times when we pray, we may go to a quiet place, get on our knees, bow our head, close our eyes out of reverence for God and to remove distraction. Wonderful. But there are times not to close your eyes. For example, I pray many times driving down the road. That is not a good time to close your eyes. That's a good time to watch and pray. Physically, literally, specifically, Jesus is telling these disciples, I know you're tired. I know you're weary. In fact, one scripture says they were sleeping for sorrow. So often it's our emotion that leads us astray, isn't it? And we're so grieved in our souls, we just want to go to sleep. Maybe it'll be better tomorrow when we wake up. But it may be that the best thing for us to do at times is to stay awake spiritually, to keep ourselves in the spirit of prayer. And this is so important. True prayer requires attention. True prayer requires alertness. True prayer requires awake hearts. Oh, may God by His Spirit awaken us today. Let the Holy Ghost cause the divine alarm clock to go off in your soul right now. It's high time that we awake out of sleep. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It's time to put off the bedclothes and put on the day clothes and be ready to meet Jesus. And so, why do we watch? We watch so we can pray. And so we come to the two great parts of Jesus' prayer. Let's read just a little bit. Jesus says in verse 41, watch and pray, but if you back up, you see his actual prayer. Verse 39, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Do you see the two parts to this prayer? First of all, in real prayer, we pour out our hearts to God. That's what Jesus was doing. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. What's he doing? He's pouring out his heart to God, his grief, his sorrow, his request to the Lord. So many elements here. For example, the word oh. What is the word oh? How do you define the word oh? Oh is more of a groan than it is a word. Oh is what you say when you don't know what to say. I'll tell you why that is, because oh is a heart word. It comes from the inner man. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Let me tell you, there are times you can't fix it, you can't figure it out, but you can tell Jesus about it. The writer of the old hymn, I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. Look, you can't bear it alone. So what do? Give it to God. Give it to God. Give it to God. This is the giving aspect of prayer. We're giving ourselves to the Lord. We're giving our burdens to the Lord. We're giving our requests to the Lord. We're giving our emotions to the Lord. We watch so that we can pour out our hearts to God, give it to God in prayer. Then the second aspect of the prayer, listen to it carefully, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless. Now that's a key word. There's quite a big door that swings on that little hinge. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. So here's the receiving aspect of prayer. In prayer, we're not just giving to God our thoughts, our ideas, our feelings, our requests, but in prayer, we're actually seeking to receive from God what God wants for us. We watch so that we can pour out our hearts to God, but we also watch so that we can ask for the will of God to be done in our lives. Prayer is not getting your will done in heaven. Prayer is getting God's will done on earth. If we pray with this idea, well, I'm going to try to change God's mind. No, we don't pray to change God's mind. We pray to get God's mind. The thing that needs to change in prayer in us is us. People talk about prayer changing things. I do believe God answers definite prayers. The greatest thing that is transformed in the place of prayer is our own will. It comes in line with God's. Our own emotions, we begin to feel as God feels, think as God thinks, see as God sees, so we can do what God wants us to do. This is really why we have to stay alert. This is really why we have to discipline our flesh to come into the place of prayer. Look, prayer is not hard. Prayer is really easy. Prayer is just talking to God. If you can talk, you can pray. Now, the difficult thing is not prayer. The difficult thing is what Jesus said, go into your closet and shut the door. You know what he meant by that? Close out the world, close out the flesh. Put away all of your own thoughts and things and concentrate on what God wants. That's the great challenge in prayer, but we must do it. Why must we do it? Because the Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. May the Lord help you today to find a time and a place and watch and pray.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.